We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining me right now, the dramatic return of one of the best college football analysts in the world. He was a former host on the CBS Sports Radio Network. We miss him around here. And now he's an analyst for SEC on CBS and the CBS Sports Network. And you can watch him throughout the season on College Football Today and Inside College Football. The SEC on CBS begins this weekend. West Virginia, Tennessee, Saturday at 3:30. We're talking about the world-famous Brian Jones. Brian, how the hell are you?
My man, Evan, I am great. You, baby?
Oh, we miss you. We miss you yelling. We miss you screaming around the building. We just miss looking at you, looking at your pretty face.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard people miss looking at me. The screaming and yelling, okay, I can see that. But looking at me, well, that's good. I'm going to have to come on your show more often,
that's
man.
Right.
Get all these adulations.
Here's the trade-off, Brian. It seems fair. You don't get paid, but I give you compliments. So that seems like a fair trade, right?
I'll take it.
Let me start with what I think is the main event of the weekend, and that's the Notre Dame-Michigan reuniting. They're restarting this rivalry for the first time in 4 years. And here's the way I look at it, Brian. Michigan better win. All right? Enough. You know, Harbaugh gets all this hype. The defense was tremendous last year. That's great. It looks like they have a real quarterback now. Is this the year Michigan has a big run and actually plays in the Big Ten championship game?
Well, I'm in accord with you. Jim Harbaugh needs to get it done this season. And I think they definitely have upgraded the quarterback position. We'll see how rusty Shea Patterson is. He hasn't been under center for a long, long time. That being said, 7 games a year ago, he had more touchdown passes than the 3 different quarterbacks that played in 13 games for Michigan did combined. So I think they upgrade there. You're right about Don Brown's defense. They were outstanding a year ago. What do you have, 1 guy returning or 2 guys returning? And they put in a wonderful performance. So if they can get the offense right, I think that defense led by Rashawn Gary, who's a beast, and he'll probably be a top 10 pick or at least a first rounder off of that D-line if he decides to come out early. I think they'll be cooking with gas if they get that quarterback position a fix. Notre Dame, same with their quarterback, though, Brandon Wimbush. The kid had the yips there in the middle, latter part of the season. So they need to get him right. They lost a ton in Josh Adams at the running back position. They averaged about 270 on the ground last season. They want to be a power running football team. We'll see if they can do that versus Michigan. So that's a game that I'm really looking forward to.
Does it scare? Because you mentioned, you know, Shea Patterson, and is he going to be a little rusty in this game? Does it worry you that right out of the gate you're challenged like this, having to play in a tough environment at Notre Dame Stadium? How much does it worry you that this offense isn't going to click right away, and it could cost them right out of the gate against the Irish?
Well, the key is that, I love playing in these early matchups like this. I had the good fortune of playing in a few like this. A couple I won, a couple we had our heads beaten in. But you like having these games. And now if you're breaking in a new quarterback, or if you're like Auburn breaking in 4 new offensive line starters, ideally you'd like a couple of games under your belt before you had to take on a big boy like they have with Washington. But, this is going to come down to if the defense can just, if they can keep Michigan in the ballgame early and allow Shea Patterson to get lathered up, if you will, and the same with Wimbush and the Fighting Irish. If they can allow their defense with about 9 or 10 guys coming back, a new DC, of course, and Clark Lee, if they can weather the storm and let that offense kind of find a rhythm, it bodes well for them. Also, so they're both of these offenses are pretty much in the same boat. You got some new offensive linemen losing 2 first-rounders off of your front. You got to find out how well these guys can congeal up front. But as far as playing in a big game right out the gate, you love that.
How about the injury to Tariq Black? I know he missed a big chunk of time last year, and I think he hurt his opposite foot now. What about him?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You saw him go out last year, so you played without him. So that's just a great opportunity for someone else. You know, the opportunities don't go away. They just go to someone else. And the fact that you've dealt with this injury before at that position, you've dealt with this particular player being out, so you know how to weather that storm. So I don't see it being a huge factor.
Talking to Brian Jones about college football, Alabama, we know a few things. Alabama's probably going to be in the college football playoff. They are there every single freaking year, and it's obnoxious as all hell. But who's going to be their quarterback right out of the gate against Louisville? Is it going to be Tua, Jalen Hurts? Who is it?
I think it's going to be Tua Tagovailoa. You know, you only need a sip of the wine to know if the bottle is good. And we got a sip of Tua Tagovailoa in that championship ball game. And that bottle was damn good because he helped lead him to another national title. To come off the bench and play as well as he did when Jalen Hurts, who was 26-2 in his career at Alabama, could not affect change versus the Georgia Bulldogs. I thought it was a gutsy move by their former OC and by Nick Saban to make that change in that situation. And it worked out well for him. So I think it's going to be Tua that's under center.
How would you feel if you're Jalen Hurts? I mean, you just said his regular season record. Guy's lost two freaking games, and now he's going to be the backup?
Yeah. Well, that's life, man. And what you love about sports, it not only forces you to deal with adversity, it forces you to confront it. And in this day and age where you see so many players, and I'm all for free agency at college football, the coaches are allowed to move about the country, so why not the players? But you have to move for the right reasons. And you see a lot of players that lose a job and then they decide, okay, I'm fleeing immediately. No, you stick it out. You tough it out, and you try to win that job back. And you never know what's going to happen on any given play. Someone can go down. Of course, you don't wish that on your teammates, but that's the nature of the beast. So how about fight through that adversity, fight through the fact that you've been demoted and you lost your gig, and try to get better and learn from it. So ideally, I'd love to see young men take that route than this other route that, where they're just bouncing from program to program. But that being said, yeah, it's got to be difficult. That's a shot to your ego. You've been the man probably since Pop Warner. You come into Alabama, you start as a freshman, you win a national title, you lose a national title, then you're starting in another national title game, and you get pulled, and now there's all this quarterback controversy that's surrounding you. But that's part of the gig. That's part of sports. That's part of life, and it's how you deal with it.
They've lost a lot of guys on defense, but usually it doesn't matter because they just replace, and they are loaded every single year. But any concerns about Alabama trying to replace the guys they lost? And are you skeptical that they're going to be in the college football playoff yet again?
I tell you what, Alabama has shown they are the best at reloading. They just plug in another 3, 4, 5-star, and they keep on rolling. Now, not only this year are they dealing with turnover on the defensive side of the ball, but also in the coaching staff. They got two new coordinators. Yeah, they've been on the staff, but now they've got different responsibilities. So we'll have to look at that and see how how cohesive the coaching staff is. And so I don't have Bama, just like last year, I didn't have Bama winning the SEC West. I had Auburn winning it, and they did that because they have quarterback Jarrett Stidham, and Stidham now in his second year under center, I think is going to be that much better. And I think Auburn with their defensive line, and more people rightfully so are talking about Auburn's the Auburn front four and what they have coming back than the Alabama guys coming back. So I think Auburn will be in the mix. I think Mississippi State's going to be in the mix. Dan Mullen left Joe Moorhead, the new head coach there, a ton of talent. So I think Mississippi State with Nick Fitzgerald coming back, although he suspended this first ball game, I think they're going to make some noise in Ole Miss. They have an offense that could possibly play with anybody in the country. Now, if they can fix their defense, they'll be cooking with gas. So I don't think it's just a fait accompli that Alabama wins the West.
I convinced my wife. I said, over the weekend, I want to go to one of these brand-new sports books. I want to place a few bets. And she's all in. She said, all right, baby, we can do it. And one of the bets I want to make a futures bet on someone winning the Heisman. So give me a couple of names of guys who, you know, maybe are under the radar a little bit that could be some guys to keep an eye on potential Heisman winners.
How about Khalil Tate there at Arizona?
Arizona,
Kevin,
yeah.
Sumlin and Hurts, an excellent quarterback, and Khalil Tate. He's got similar talent to Johnny Manziel. A little bit bigger, I believe, but he's got fantastic speed, and I think he could sneak into this race. How about Brian Lewerke up in Michigan State? I think he's a dark horse for Heisman as well. So Miles Gaskin This is the fourth season there at Washington. The past 3 years, over 1,000 yards each of those years. So if he can come out and have a big ball game versus Auburn defense, I don't foresee that happening. But if he can come out and have a good one, throw him on your list as well.
You know what? If I win a couple of dollars, I'm going to split it with you. You know, that's how
you better.
That's how
come
loving
on.
I am. Hey, one last thing. Can Rutgers be any good? I know they got to play the Buckeyes in a week or so. Can they actually be somewhat respectable this year or no?
Yeah. Ask me after that ball game.
Yeah, sure, it's not going to be pretty. We're used to watching that so far. It's been ugly at times in the Big Ten for Rutgers.
Man, it's been a tough road to hoe for those guys. It's just difficult being in the Big Ten and being in the they're in the East, right?
I mean the
East is a beast with Michigan State and Michigan and Ohio State. That's just rough. So that's like being in that SEC West. Tough road to hoe.
That's the thing, man. You look at the Big Ten West, it's a little bit more. That's why I look at the Big Ten West and say, well, Wisconsin's going to get back. Though they have a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. They got to go to Penn State. They have a game at Michigan. It's not going to be easy for Wisconsin to get back, even though the Big Ten West is not nearly as good as the Big Ten East.
I would agree, and I look for Scott Frost to upgrade to play there in Nebraska. Going back home, I think he has a similar turnaround that he experienced at UCF that first season.
Brian, I really appreciate it. We do miss you. Thank you very much for popping on.
All right, my man. I'll stop through one of these days. Slap you upside the head.
Yes, I love it. Brian Jones, college football analyst for the SEC on CBS and the CBS Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.